Sonic 1029.
Hey, Lane.
Mark Foster of Foster the People. Now, you guys have a new album. It's out March 18th. You pre-order it today. You get Coming of Age instantly. Tell me about this new album.
Man, I'm really excited about this record. There are a couple different things, I think, about this album, just and how we've evolved as a band since Torches. And one of them was that this record, we really wanted to embrace our imperfections. I feel like Torches, like, I wanted Torches to sound perfect. I wanted, you know, for me, Torches was my version of a perfect pop record. I have a twisted sense of what pop is, but with this record, I really wanted to give it space and just experiment with space. There's moments on this record that if you love Torches, you're going to gravitate towards certain songs. But I think that there's a lot of songs on this record that have a more vulnerable side to the band that people haven't heard yet.
You know, I read an interview somewhere, Mark, that you said Supermodel was an angrier album. Now, is that a reflection of what was going on with you personally, or did you just bang out like 60 songs, pick the best ones, and 12 of them happen to be angry ones?
No, that quote's taken out of context a little bit. There's a couple songs, I guess, that are angry. One in particular, Beginner's Guide to Destroying the Moon, which is one of my favorite lyrical moments on the record. But, honestly, it's not an angry record. It's a beautiful record. And, yeah, you know, I was going through, I think a lot of what I was going through in life was more confrontational, you know, to things where, I feel like Torches maybe was a little bit more, more about escapism.
Well, back in the early days, you paid bills, I understand, by writing commercial jingles. Is that right?
Yeah, I mean, that was when things were good. You know, I delivered pizzas, and I was a barista for a few years at a restaurant making coffee, you know.
I heard you had an interesting customer, actually, when you were delivering pizza.
Chris Cornell. I delivered a pizza to Chris Cornell from Soundgarden.
That kind of shocks me on a couple of fronts. One, Chris Cornell weighs like 100 pounds. I can't imagine him eating pizza. Like, he's probably still finishing it. There's probably leftovers in his fridge still. Did he tip you well?
I don't even think he ordered a pizza.
Like crazy bread.
But, you know, what was funny was that we played a festival in Australia, I guess like a year and a half ago, and Soundgarden was playing. And I got to tell him that story, which was pretty great.
Is it sort of weird to have idols like that who in turn sort of idolize you and kind of have a respect and appreciation for what you do musically?
It's wild, man. But I think it's very humbling, too, you know? I don't want to say that it has more value than just someone walking on the street that walks up and says, I love your record, because it doesn't. But there's a different context, because I know that the music that's come out of that person, it probably means something different when they listen to one of our songs, the way that they dissect either what I was trying to say lyrically or what I was trying to say musically, that it goes through a different filter when it goes through their mind.
Well, musically, too, you mentioned that Torches was your attempt at making the perfect pop record. One, what is your perfect pop record? And two, there's a lot of 80s-inspired stuff coming out right now. Which song from back then do you think sounds the most musically relevant today?
Wow, that's a good question. Perfect pop record to me, God, it would have to be like Sgt. Pepper or Magical Mystery Tour. Both of those records, I think, are perfect records. That's my version of pop. Pop is such a loosely used word these days. And I guess, you know, the song that I think about the most, and if it were to come out today, it would still be a smash, is Rock the Casbah or The Clash. That song, to me, when I put that song on, it's still so forward. It's still so fresh. From the production to the songwriting to the vibe, if that song were to drop today, I think it would be an international hit all over again.
That's really interesting. That's a very different song than I anticipated you to pick. Couple more quick questions for you, Mark Foster, before I let you get on with your Foster the People-y stuff. One, what's the next single from this upcoming album? And two, when can we expect Foster the People in Edmonton?
Next single is Best Friend, one of my favorite songs on the record. Man, I cannot wait for you to hear it. And Edmonton, I don't know when we're going to come up there. You know, hopefully soon. I think that we've talked about doing just like a proper Canadian tour. And kind of just hitting places in between kind of the big landmark cities that we'd like to play that we haven't played before. So hopefully later in the year we'll be able to come up there.
Excellent. Well, so great to talk to you, and continued success. Again, Supermodel is out March 18th.
All right, thanks so much.
It's a Sonic1029.com presentation. The Lane Mitchell Show from Sonic1029.com.